弟兄姊妹们平安，
平安。
欢迎大家来到我们今天早上的父亲节主日聚会。不管今天是你第一次回到教会来，或是你已经跟我们聚会了好几次，我们都希望神的爱跟同在跟喜乐充满这个地方。Good morning, brothers and sisters. We're so excited to invite you and welcome you here for our Father's Day service and our grand reopening service. For many of you, we know it's been a long time since you've stepped foot into a church building.And we're excited to have you back. We're excited to worship together as a family and how appropriate it is that it's here on Father's Day. Would you all please stand up this morning as we get ready to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Amen. Let's let God's joy fill this place. Fill us with His love as we worship with the brothers and sisters, with the family around us this morning, as we sing of His amazing grace. Let's sing, Who Breaks the Power?
Who Breaks the Power?Sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings.
Lift up your voice and sing,
this is amazing grace.This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, and you laid down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Lord, we worship you for all that you have done for us this morning. We give you praise for your amazing grace. Would you turn and greet at least three people next to you this morning? Give them air high fives, give them hugs, tell them that we miss you. Just turn and greet one another in the love of Christ.
Read with us Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 6.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
Let's read in Chinese. 以弗所书一章三到六节，
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按着自己的意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
Amen. Let's sing the song together. All creatures.
Oh
to say, oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Then who shall fall on bended knees? All creatures of our God and King, oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise Him, Lord, we praise Your name.
Thank you, Lord, we
Amen.
Worship
hallelujah.
You.
Let us all
Lord,
shout out
you
our
morning.
Praises
hallelujah.
To You, Lord.
You are worthy of our praise.
Shall bow down and praise Your name. O Lord, You've demonstrated and given us the greatest love and faithfulness, more than we could ever ask for. And we're so grateful to have You as our Heavenly Father. And Jesus, we praise You. We thank You for Your amazing grace and unfailing love. O Lord, You laid down Your life, You redeemed us from death, and You called us to worship and to follow You. Oh Lord, we pray that You come and fill our homes with Your love and presence. And we pray that it is our desire to be conformed, to be more like You, so that we and our homes can be blessings to all, and that Your name will be glorified. Oh Lord, let this be our sincere prayer, that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord forever. In Jesus' name we pray.
We will serve the Lord.
Staying together.
The blessings and the guidance and the love that they bring into our lives, Father, we lift every one of them up to you. Father, I pray for every member of our congregation, wherever they are at in the world, whoever's listening, Lord, that we can come together as the body of Christ, Lord, in these uncertain times that we live in. Father, we need to be a beacon of hope, a light, a city on a hill, Lord, for the people of this world to see. So God, give us your strength. Help us shine brightly. It's in your name that we pray, Jesus. Amen. Good morning. You guys can take a seat. All right. Happy Father's Day. How many fathers we got in here? Anyone? Yeah, give them a round of applause, guys. All right. I'm going to be reading from my page from time to time because there's translations being provided on the screen. So I'm going to try to follow along with that and not try to drift off from that too much. So. Today is Father's Day. On this day, we elevate and shine a spotlight on all of the hardworking men who lift us up when we are hurting, who support us when we achieve big accomplishments, and who protect us when we are scared. Yeah, I'll take my mask off. Maybe you guys have never seen my face before. You're like, put it back on, please. I want to share a bit of my testimony this morning. There's some tough stuff in here. You guys, the worship was amazing, so I'm feeling a little emotional. I don't want to cry. If I do, forgive me. So there's some tough stuff here, but I want to share a part of my story so that you guys can possibly grow in your story and see how God works in the lives of broken families. When I was young, I would wake up in the middle of the night and sneak down to the basement. Most of you don't live in the basement, right? Well, my mom and dad lived in the basement. Their room was in the basement. And so I lived in the furthest place in the house. So I would travel from my secret room down to the basement to sleep next to my dad because I was scared of the dark. And so when I was afraid of the dark, I would just hide down there, curl up next to him while he was sleeping. As time went by, all of us, when we're little, maybe we're soft and we love our parents and we snuggle with our parents, hopefully. But as time went by, I became distant from my father, like most preteens do. If you guys are preteens or teenagers, you may relate. I grew very rebellious, and I butted heads with him more often, nearly every day. And I began to wish for a new life. I wished that I didn't have that father. I wished I had a different father, or that he would be gone, right? Which is really shocking to think of now as an adult, thinking what my heart was as a kid. Well, in October of my fifth grade year, my family drove to Norfolk, Arkansas, which is it's a small town, but it has a really large lake next to it, and so people often travel there in the Midwest for vacation. So we traveled in the Midwest or to Norfolk, Arkansas, for a just spur of the moment vacation. My dad was like, you know what? Let's just travel And my mom was actually going on another trip. So my mom was going on a work trip. So me, my brother, my sister, my dad, and my dog traveled to Norfolk. We all got in a tiny car. Okay, my dad loved the lake and he adored time with our family there. So we had an amazing week. That week had some of the happiest days I've ever experienced in my life. It was amazing. It was an amazing week. And I truly believe to this day that God was there with us during that time, that God was with us that week, helping us experience something unique. We were carefree, and for a moment, I felt like my dad was the best dad in the entire world, even though I had so much resentment and anger towards him as a young boy. Well, at the end of the week, we packed up, we crawled into our car, and headed back home. And early in the morning, my father fell asleep behind the steering wheel of the car and crashed into a truck. And my brother, my sister, and I survived, but my dad and my dog did not. They were both killed instantly. In a few seconds, our lives changed forever. The thing I had hoped for, or the thing that I had wanted, came true. And afterwards, it was my heavenly father who comforted me when I was scared about the future. God carried our broken family to where we are today. My sister's first son, our first grandchild of our siblings, he was actually born within just a few hours of the time of my dad's death. So my dad died on the 16th, early in the morning, and my first nephew was born on the 15th. In the last hours of the 15th. And it was just a beautiful reminder of how amazing our God is, that he reminds us that on our time of loss, God also gives. None of us get to choose our fathers. Maybe many of you relate to my young self. None of us get to choose our fathers. Likewise, no father gets to choose who their children are. They don't get to choose how their children grow up. They don't get to choose who their children turn into. All we can do as children is honor the sacrifices that our fathers make for us, and mothers, but today we're lifting up fathers. If we take them for granted, we risk missing out on some of the greatest blessings in life, some of the greatest blessings that we don't take seriously or we don't remember. And I want to just share a quick story. It seems like an unimportant story, but it's actually impactful for people who lose their fathers and their mothers. I remember one summer in high school, I was at church camp with my friends, and I had this moment of realization. My youth pastor and some of my friends started a pickup football game. So pickup is like when it's not like competitive, it's just for fun. We're gonna throw a ball, tackle each other. They were practicing their throws. They were throwing back and forth to each other with the football. And they invited me to join, so I was like, whatever, I'll give it a try. I've not played football before, so I'll give it a shot. And so that my pastor throws it to me, and I catch it. So I actually managed to catch it. Okay, but then I like throw it back. But instead of it going to my pastor, it flies straight into the lake next to us. So he's over here. I throw it to him, and my throw is so bad it just like throws into the lake over here. And all my friends laughed at me, of course, and I felt super humiliated. And so what I did was I just went and sat alone. And my pastor was kind of confused by that. He was like, why did you go sit? Because all of my friends had learned how to throw a football from their dad. And I had never learned how to throw a football. All of the sports that my friends played, I never learned how to do that. I never had that moment with my dad to learn how to play these sports. So I always had this kind of feeling of being left out from my friends because I missed this thing in my life that even the smallest thing, like throwing a football, maybe some of you maybe have never thrown a football. Maybe some of you have thrown so many footballs that you're like, that's easy, what are you talking about? That little thing, it's an evidence of the thing that's missing. And I always remembered feeling that in that moment. My pastor didn't understand. But guys, the things in life, the little moments that we don't appreciate, the learning how to play football, the learning how to change a tire, all these little things that your parents provide for you, and today that your father provides for you, we lose track of those. So I just want to leave you guys, each of you, with something to think about today. To children, if you're a child, if you're still in your youth, be filled with genuine appreciation today. Today, be thankful for your dad, and don't miss out on even 1 minute of adventures that you can have with him. When he knocks on your door and you don't want to talk to him, you want to play games, you want to be on YouTube, you want to do whatever you want to do, don't ignore him. Don't ignore when he knocks on the door, because one day that knock might not come. When he wants to tell you a cringy joke, listen to the cringy joke. Call him, talk to him, eat breakfast with him in the mornings. To mothers, be filled with grace and love. Hug him 20 times before he starts his day, okay? Let him get that $30 cheeseburger that he dreams of at night. Let him know that you think he is the strongest man in the world and that you feel protected and secure with him, even if he's really weak, it's okay. Let him know that you think he is Superman. To fathers, and this is the message for you guys today, be careful, because you are our superheroes, but you are not superhuman. Your life is fragile, and it can be easily lost. Your life belongs to your family. Let them be the priority over ambitions, over your passions, all the things that you might want to chase in life. Your family needs to be the first thing that you pursue. And remember your God, for the way that you lead your children will be the way that they understand God in their lives. We love you, and we thank you for everything that you do for us. Today is for you. May God guide you in all his grace, and may his blessings be abundant in your lives. Don't forget the great blessings he has already given you. Thank you.